Our last word in business today is more Fab Four. Britain is hoping to produce another global music phenomenon like the Beatles. The government's nurturing youthful musical ambition by setting up free music halls all around the country.
Completely kitted out with the most extraordinary range of instrumentation, amplification. I wanna hold her, wanna hold her tight. Get
teenage kicks right through the night. That's Fergal Sharkey, both doing the speaking and singing there. He's a former punk rocker and lead singer of The Undertones, and he's now working with the government to set up these music halls. He and the government believe that if they can breed new talent and maybe find a new legendary band, it can only be good for the country's economy.
There is a segment of British economy that has been consistently growing for the last 3 or 4 years, and that is creativity. And we are, for such a small nation, phenomenally good at it.
Yes, they are. And the other aim of this project is to keep at-risk kids off the streets. These free community music centers will be located in low-income areas. The first recently opened at the Noddy Ash Center in Liverpool, in the very same building that hosted the Beatles in the 1960s, when they were still dreaming of making it big. That's the business news here on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.